Now, I think we are going to move to a very special moment. I invite you to come see Lisa on her panel tomorrow. There's going to be an entire panel on social justice at the CDC Museum. But we have a very special guest, and I'm going to let Rochelle introduce her.
I'm not one of the young ones. Emily Saliers, right? Emily, I should know this because I've been a fan of the Indigo Girls for a long time. And Emily was born in New Haven, Connecticut, and moved to Atlanta with her family in elementary school. Where'd you go? Emily began playing guitar at an early age. Amy and Emily first met in fifth and sixth graders at Decatur, Georgia, and began singing together during high school. Rolling Stones describes the Indigo Girls, as the ideal duet partners. Their voices soar and swoop as one, alternating raucously and smoothly. When they sing together, they radiate a sense of shared purpose that adds muscle to their lanky, deeply felt folk tinged, thank you very much for writing this, tinged pop songs. Together they write and arrange, record, perform music which over the course of 25 years, amazing, has become a vital part of the lives of their legend of devoted fans around the world. More importantly, she's a hometown girl done good, and she's a voice of change. That's what artists are. So, here she is.